AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told ABC News that Iran was an imminent threat, adding that Sunday's U.S. strikes took away Iran's ability to create a nuclear bomb. Leavitt also said the administration has a high degree of confidence that enriched uranium was stored at the sites that were attacked by the U.S. At a briefing, the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Rafael Grossi, says it appears the U.S.'s bunker buster bombs penetrated deep into the Fordo site.
Given the explosive payload utilized and the extreme vibration-sensitive nature of centrifuges, very significant damage is expected to have occurred.
Several Iranian officials have claimed Iran removed nuclear material from targeted sites ahead of time. Guo Jikun, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry, said in Mandarin, China, Russia, and Pakistan proposed a draft resolution to the UN Security Council calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire, protection of civilians, respect for international law, and engagement in dialogue and negotiation. Together, we send out the message of justice that reflects the strong call from the international community. We hope that council members can jointly support the draft resolution and enable the Security Council to play its role in the maintenance of international peace and security. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Qatar issued an alert on its website Monday, urging American citizens to shelter in place until further notice, although Qatar later said the situation was stable. In Ukraine, officials say Russian drones and missiles killed at least 10 people overnight, including 7 in Kyiv, where emergency crews searched people who were believed trapped under a partially collapsed apartment building. And in California, 6 people were confirmed dead, and 2 others remained missing after a boat capsized on Lake Tahoe. Officials say a powerful weekend thunderstorm whipped up high waves. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, a long secret network of tunnels 100 feet below the streets of London could be the city's next big tourist destination.
London authorities have approved plans to fill the site, originally dug as a World War II bomb shelter, with an intelligence museum, an interactive World War II memorial, and one of the world's deepest underground bars. The tunnels serve as a base for wartime sabotage unit, the Special Operations Executive, and later housed the Cold War phone hotline between Washington and Moscow. Now the tunnels have been sold to a group of investors. London Tunnels aims to open in 2028 and to attract up to 4.2 million tourists a year. That may sound ambitious, but Chief Executive Angus Murray says the site's mix of history and heritage and novelty makes it a unique draw. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.